Hello, and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today, we're going to talk about some recent findings from a survey on enterprise use of social media conducted by Social Media Today recently. And we're going to talk about some of the highlights of that survey and some of the possibly expected findings and some of the unexpected or surprising things that we could take note of. So I'd love to welcome back Brent Leary, who is a principal at CRM Essentials and a frequent contributor to SearchCRM.com, who's going to take us through some of the highlights of the survey data and tell us what he thinks. So welcome, Brent.
Lauren, thanks for having me back. It's always fun to have these conversations with you.
It's always terrific to have you here, and I'm expecting some terrific insights today. So let's start by talking about, at the high level, what this data says about companies getting more sort of strategic in terms of their use of social media. Is there a gap between companies that are using social media more tactically and those using it strategically?
Yeah, so the study that we've done over at Social Media Today, this is actually the fifth one. It's almost hard to believe we've done it that long. But the original premise was trying to figure out and understand how companies were integrating social tools and strategies into their traditional customer support mechanisms and processes. And so it's year over year, just kind of seeing how it's going, what they're doing, and the impact it's having. And this year's results were really interesting. We had about 940 or 950 people involved in participating in the survey. But the couple things that really stood out, and I think the main thing that stood out, was the impact that integration has on the success of these efforts. So companies... And it seems like the more strategic they are, the more integrated they are. But we looked at integration at the team level. So the persons, are they having the traditional folks integrated in with the kind of the social folks? So that was kind of a level of integration. And then we also looked at, even higher up, a strategic integration. So is social being integrated with customer support at the high level? And from a overall customer strategy perspective, overall customer engagement perspective, how integrated was customer support into the overall this engagement strategy that the company has, and seeing what impact that had. And then we also looked at the process level. So things like do you have a structured, strategic, process-driven way to take the insights that are gained from those service interactions and leverage those insights across the company in other areas like marketing, like product development, and having a process for it as opposed to having an ad hoc way. And what we found is, by far, you see whatever level of integration you kind of use, you do see a benefit, a tangible benefit in the impact on goals and objectives. But the deepest or the most impactful integration level seems to be at the process level. So those being able to take those shared insights or recognize those service insights and share them strategically in a process way into other areas of the business, that made the biggest impact. And in certain instances, you could see it doubling. So those who are doing kind of no integration versus those that are getting to the process, huge level of positive impact over those people. And so it was really interesting. And we could talk about it from a standpoint of the ability to respond to service requests within 60 minutes. It's like a 2x jump from those doing nothing to those who had that insight, the ability to share those insights through a process. Huge jump there. the folks who were more satisfied, the employees that were more satisfied with what the company was doing, the more satisfied they were, you saw higher levels of positive impact on goals and objectives. So in almost everywhere you looked, there is a huge difference between those folks that are really strategic and able to drill down to the process level and integrate at the process level versus the ones who maybe not as strategic. They haven't put the resources into of integration that seems to get the more tangible benefit. And the last thing I'd say about it is the larger the enterprise, the more benefits they do get from that process integration. So companies with over 1,000 employees, they saw a huge benefit compared to the overall companies. And we had companies from under 50 employees to up to 5,000 employees. But the bigger enterprises seem to even get more benefit from that process integration.
So I want to ask you a little bit more about this. Before we started this recording, we talked a little bit about what you described as this cascading effect of social permeating into various aspects of the business, and you started to dig into it here. Are there examples that we can give to listeners of ways in which things that companies are gathering on social in terms of customers' comments or grievances or feedback, what kinds of things are happening in other areas of the business that are cascading and enabling this kind of strategic integration?
Yeah, I think what we saw in this year, and it's been a trend over the number of years we've been doing the survey, is that more and more service interactions are taking place over social channels. It's still nowhere near the more traditional channels like phone and email and even chat, but you can see you can definitely see the trend, and it's a steady rise. And I think as that happens, as customers do more and more with interacting with companies over social, that tends to also mean that part of those interactions are going to be around the service or asking questions or trying to get some sort of support. It allows the service organization to have even more of an understanding of really interested in and what they're looking for, and then being able to help other areas of the business, like develop products and services that are aligned with customer expectations and customer needs. So being able to build an organization that really has the customer strategy or customer at the heart of the strategy of the organization, at the heart of the culture of the organization, it gets underpinned by leveraging all the interactions and insights that come from service and move them throughout the organization to develop better products, better services, even to help in terms of helping create almost a new channel for sales folks to be able to expand out and leverage the advocacy that you're seeing grow around organizations that are able to leverage social and create these non-employee sales advocates, so to speak, brand advocates. And so it takes on the ability to help even with that, because the information that comes from service on what is working and what isn't working and kind of what's on the minds of customers, to leverage that and move that over to the kind of the advocacy portion, because now you can advocate on what's truly important, what you're truly hearing from the service folks. And so I think there's kind of still at the tip of the iceberg, but you're seeing the kind of the foundation is being built off of the data and the analysis that is coming from these constant, nonstop interactions. And they're not just verbal interactions. They're interactions with how customers are using the system or service, or if you have an app, how they're using the app, and being able to see the patterns and see what they're trying to do and figure out easier ways for them to do it, and then communicating that either through a channel of their preference. It could be email, it could be chat, it could be through a push notification on the app itself. So I think we're just really starting to understand how much impact this can have if you have the proper strategy, you have the proper people in place, and also, as we've seen throughout the study, you have the right processes and they're integrating across departments.
So now let's talk about a kind of surprising finding that you came across in this survey data, which is about some of the preferred social media outlets that customers are using. And there seems to be a preference for Facebook over Twitter, is that right?
Yeah, you know, the first couple of years that we did the survey, there didn't really seem to be a preference of one or the other. It was kind of neck and neck between Twitter and Facebook, right around, almost 25, there was like 25 to 30% either way. But over the last 2 years, there's definitely been a breakout towards Facebook when it came to the most effective social channel for customer support. This year we saw Facebook jumped up to 47%. When we asked what was your most effective channel, and Twitter was far below that at 24% or thereabouts. So where at one time they were right around equal, now it is a breakout. And I think part of that is just because the deeper level of engagement you can get with Facebook as opposed to Twitter. You know, Twitter is great for quick hits and for, you know, getting the news out quickly. But Facebook is a place where, it's a destination site. And so I think you're seeing companies leverage that to build deeper relationships. But I also think you're seeing Facebook as a platform start to recognize the impact they can have and help companies with support engagement. So you're starting to see them open up their platform and work with companies like Zendesk to make it easier for companies to engage customers of theirs who are on Facebook through Facebook Messenger and be able to use Zendesk's chat functionality to communicate with customers on Facebook Messenger and provide customer order information or give feedback right in the channel that the customer is in. Now, this is kind of new, and I think they're still being proved out. But also you have to be kind of careful because Facebook Messenger wasn't meant initially for people that talk to vendors that talk to people. It was really meant for people to be able to talk to their friends and family. But if you're providing the right kind of information, the right kind of service, then you have an opportunity to use that channel. And because it's a channel that's a more intimate kind of channel, it gives you the opportunity to build a more intimate relationship if you don't abuse it.
That engagement that companies are looking for is not necessarily as easy to achieve with that 140-character limit on a Twitter-type social channel versus Facebook, where people have a little bit more freedom to engage and really speak their mind.
Yeah, it allows them to, from a customer perspective, if you like using Facebook Messenger to communicate, and with your friends and family, if it's used properly, if you're providing the kind of information and not being intrusive about it, but really peppering information that will help them understand maybe when their order is coming, or to let them know that it's been put on the truck, or we just left it at your house, or oh, by the way, here's something that you get as a part of buying this particular product or service. Here's something you may want to try out because it's available to you. It's all about making sure you're using the channel to be helpful, not to self-promote or not to over communicate. It's something that I think companies are going to have to try to figure out the best practices for using it. But if you're able to do that, it just allows you to have another deeper connection with the customer that you have to earn, and it's not something that you're going to be able to take for granted. Because if you misuse it, then you're going to basically break the relationship.
Right. It's kind of a, you can't get them back too easily once you've done that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always easier to kind of be very thoughtful and careful instead of just blasting it out. And this is not like an email. You know, we know that everybody's doing email campaigns and everybody's inbox is kind of blown up because of it. But we also know that most people don't necessarily unsubscribe. They just don't pay attention to all the emails they get. I don't think it's the same case with these chat kind of channels. You don't want that being, you know, filled up with a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of companies, trying to communicate with you in that. That will get you disconnected quickly, as opposed to email. You just ignore it.
Right. Well, Brent, as always, thank you so much for sharing some of your insights about this data and what it means for companies that are trying to improve customer service and kind of use that social interaction for other business insights. So very much appreciated.
I always enjoy these, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Yes, I am as well. And for more on customer service and use of social media, you can always check out searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.